The world of comedy has always been a challenging industry just to break into, never mind find success in. And like with everything else, the times and society inject an influence into this industry. And if you can find a place with a platform, they'll give you a firm foundation to craft your skills, combined with the guidance of talent, with experience, well, that success you're looking for might just get a lot closer a lot more quickly. That's an opportunity my next guests are joining us to place before you with a program that's looking to address a need in the world of comedy. We'll talk with, I guess we'd say, the professor in a moment. But first, let's talk to the dean. He's the founder of the Manhattan Comedy School, Andrew Engel. How are you today, Andrew?
Very good, sir. Thank you so much for allowing me to talk to you.
Well, I love this idea because anything that fills a void where there's a need, well, that's something I want to get in on to help every way that I can. ManhattanComedySchool.com, by the way. Let me give you that first and foremost. Mm-hmm. That's where the a class for comedy is going to be taking place starting on Monday. But you're looking for a specific student, are you not?
Well, we are open for anybody. We have hundreds of professionals that are taking our classes that are not going to quit their day jobs, and they want to improve their confidence, their charisma, their self-esteem, their speaking ability, their pitching ability, improvisation, writing, et cetera, et cetera. I think the point I'm making is that stand-up is the ultimate business tool for anybody that wants to get ahead in business, even if they're never going to quit their day job. And for them, it's a tool to get to become a more effective professional.
And with this class, and this, it does have a special focus. Are you looking for building up a team to address the LGBTQ comedy community? Would be a guy.
Yes,
a way
we're doing
to say
our
it.
First. I just want to clarify. Forgive me. We're doing our first LGBTQ class. It starts this Monday, February 6th, and we're very excited about it because there's definitely a need for that, I would say, for those folks to be in a class. It's a safe, supportive environment, safe, supportive class, and we're really excited about that. We've got a lot of interest in already. We've got a couple spots left in the class, but it's the first time we've ever done an LGBTQ class at the Manhattan Comedy School. We've done an all-women's class, and that's been hugely successful. We've done about 10 of those. They've all sold out.
What does someone have to think about and look at within themselves for to say, you know, this is something that I believe I can do this?
I think it's as simple as what you just said. I believe I can do this. It doesn't have to be. It's not a career choice. You're not making a career commitment. You're making commitment to take a six-week class. The final class actually ends with a performance on the main 300-seat stage at Gotham Comedy Club. Wow. And people get a broadcast-quality DVD of their performance and that's a big deal. For example, this weekend, we literally have two graduation shows, and they're both going to sell out. They both sold about 295 seats already. You can go on the Gotham website and see that, actually. So that's incredibly exciting, I think, for somebody to get on the main stage at Gotham and be in front of 300 people and get a broadcast-quality video. For a lot of people, I would say that's life-changing. If it's not life-changing, it's certainly a highlight of the year for many people. It's a pretty amazing experience. I would argue it's the ultimate natural high.
I would think, too, it's got to be the evolution of this class as you go through it, too. It's got to be a confidence builder for an individual, whether or not they're going to go on stage. But that's really is that one of the core needs to do this? You can't do this and have any kind of fear.
No, you can't have fear. Let me just challenge that assumption. You can't have fear because many of my students come in the first night and they are scared. They're fearful. They're nervous. They've never done it before, but they've taken that first step. That's the key thing. Something in their gut, their heart, told them to pick up the phone or make that online commitment or pay for the class. And a large number of people are scared, but they've made that commitment, and then they've got the ball rolling, and they've got 20 people now in the class each week that support them in a huge way. So when they get up and try something, if it doesn't work, they've got 20 people that care for them, support them, and will help them, in a sense, fix it, edit it, and make it better. And after 6 weeks, it's pretty amazing. I would say the quality of the work, it's a dramatic improvement from week one to week six. And that's because everybody in the class is in the same boat. They want to see the other people in their, they want to see their fellow classmates succeed. And that's why they're so supportive, and that's why it's an amazing class.
That's a great opportunity to have. An opportunity, that is the key word for you if you're just a person about humor, seeking to be a performer. It's here before you. We've talked about the platform that Andrew is presenting for you. We're going to get into some of the mechanics coming up with Kate. But again, let me just remind you to find out more. It's ManhattanComedySchool.com. And we've been talking with the founder of the Manhattan Comedy School, Andrew Engel. Andrew, thanks for laying this opportunity invitation before the people. We're going to get into more of the comedy stuff with Kate, but thank you for your insight into all this.
Chris, thank you so much for your time and questions. I would love to come back anytime. I really appreciate your time and patience with me. Thank you so much.
All right, so we got the mechanics down of what is going to be happening, the class that's going to be offered, and what the opportunity is that it's presenting to you. Let's go in a little deeper as far as, I guess we'd say, content material. And to do that, we are turning to a veteran comedy performer, as well as, by the way, a Juilliard School graduate. Let's bring in Kate Reid to the conversation. Hello, Kate. How are you today?
Hey, what's going on, Chris? I'm so happy to talk to you about this class I'm teaching.
I love this because, you know, comedy has, just like in radio and comedy have, a common trait. It's really become necessary to have the nuances and have a focus that brings about specific audiences. And this is something this class really sounds like it's really trying to address.
You know what? I feel like when I started out, you know, in the early 2000s, all the queer comics sort of just found each other on the road and made little groups and did shows together. And, you know, I remember Danny Cohen and Jody Wasserman were producing shows like in a laundromat. We all went there and did it. Or somebody would produce a show in a gay bar and we all went there and did it, in addition to our regular club gigs. So we kind of made our own communities. And this class is now sort of going to be able to give new comics especially a chance to try out material and to do jokes that may be specific to their queerness, or just, you know, jokes that they think they want to try out on an audience of like-minded people before they go out in front of more mainstream audiences.
When you look at comedy, hey, I thought about this, that might have been a couple of months ago now. It's almost like people are going out looking to be offended so they can lash out. You remember the story about the idiot in the audience that got annoyed at something a comedian said and threw a can of beer up on the stage? And, of course, the comedian took care of that by shotgunning the beer and throwing the empty can back at the jerk. But, that's got to be an intimidating factor. But then again, if you have confidence, you can pretty much do like that one comedian did as a response.
Well, you know, in the class we deal with things like how do you deal with hecklers and how do you choose your material and is it okay for you to talk about, you know, groups of people that you are not necessarily a part of. You know, we talk about, you know, what's the difference between performing in front of a mostly queer audience and a non, or just like a general audience, you know, and what's the difference between like hosting a show for, I don't know, like I just recently hosted a show for an organization called the Gay Men's Health Crisis, which is like an AIDS activist organization. Right. How is that different than if I go in front of, you know, an audience in Gotham that just wants to hear jokes, you know? The top of the set or the end of the set, you know, like this is the kind of stuff we're covering. So I think that you're right. Confidence is everything. And just knowing who you are as a comic is everything. And a lot of queer people are already scared to speak up in the world. You know, New York City is a special place where it's much more inclusive and everybody's like, you know, we're all out on the streets together and in the subways together. We're not like sitting in our cars and going home and sitting on our computer. We're around each other. So in that way, it's very welcoming, but a lot of people who move here are not from New York City. And so they're a little, you know, there's some intimidation about speaking your truth. And that's kind of, you know, where we're going to hammer down in the class.
Again, we're talking with Kate Reid, who is, I guess we call her a professor of comedy, at least in this case, with the Manhattan Comedy School. She'll be pretty much teaching stand-up 101 for anyone of the LGBTQ community who is looking to incorporate what they feel they have as far as a comedic talent and maybe even insight into this community. Because, you know, Kate, when you think about this, comedy can be a useful tool to introduce what reality is and maybe extinguish some prejudices people have about a specific community as well.
Absolutely right. Listen, if the comic on stage is making you laugh and saying stuff you can relate to, it doesn't matter what color they are, what age they are, what weight they are, what sexuality they are, what religion they are. It is actually a great conductor for compassion and a better world, frankly. We all want to laugh. We all have that in common. And so I think that it's an amazing tool for healing and change, actually. And people shouldn't be afraid. And people are always afraid of going to comedy club and getting heckled by the comedian on stage. And comics are afraid of being heckled by the audience. But once you get through those sort of initial fears, gosh, what fun you can have.
30 seconds left here. For someone who has heard me talk with Andrew now and talking with you about this course that's starting up on Monday at the Manhattan Comedy School, but for someone thinking about enrolling now, what do they really need to ask about themselves and have a serious answer for before they dive into this?
You know what? Do you like to laugh? Do you like to make other people laugh? I don't care if you want to be a performer or if you're just trying to do better pitches in meetings or, you know, bone up your writing skills. Do you like to laugh? That's all you have to ask yourself. Anybody can do this. This is a class for anybody.
And you've got the invitation to RSVP, ManhattanComedySchool.com. Again, it starts up tomorrow. I know you're a last-minute person, so I'm not really hammering you on this one. And you can go over to ManhattanComedySchool.com, get the full curriculum, find out the scheduling, and most importantly, if this is something you think you can do, that you want to do, that you know you can do, get out there and do it. And with Kate's help, Andrew's foundation and platform he's providing, they're going to make it happen for you. And learn more about Kate, KateRigg.com. Maybe now we have to change that to Professor of Comedy, Kate Rigg.
Professor Emeritus. In fact, just call me doctor. I'm giving myself an honorary doctorate.
Why not? Everyone else does. Kate Rigg, best of luck, best of success with this class. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.